I'm now joined by the queen of Triple M, the person who you get all of your rock news and information from on the Listener app and at triplem.com.au, Miss Cassie Walker. Thank you for staying up and joining us.
Oh, Maddie, I'm good. How are you?
Good. Are you loving my new introductions every single night I bring you onto the show?
It gets more elaborate every night. By the time we hit Friday, I am going to be the Queen of Australia. This is great.
An exciting day for Dean Lewis and a lot of other Australian artists with the APRA songwriting nominations coming out today.
Yeah, look, it's been a really, really nice day for Australian musos. You know better than anyone that it's been a really tough year. But the 2021 APRA Music Awards have been announced and they've rolled out the nominees. And Dean Lewis is one of them. And yeah, look, he's keeping very, very good company. In terms of new artists, you've got the Teskey Brothers, you've got the Rubens, you've got Amy Shark. Now, this is her fifth year in a row that Amy Shark has been nominated at the APRA Music Awards. Now, for those of you playing at home, this is the award that shines the light on the songwriters.
Yes.
So it's the people that put the pen to the paper. It's the ones that think up those memorable licks and, in your case, those incredible drum beats that keep you dancing.
Yeah.
So that's what it's all about. So that is a huge achievement. And as a songwriter, you just, this is the one that you want. Also in that with the local artists, you've got Missy Higgins, you've got Tame Impala, which, I mean, it's been a huge year for them from being shortlisted for the Australian Music Prize and obviously just cleaning up at the Arias last year. DMAs, who we just love, they've all been nominated. Now some classic rockers are up on the list there too. So Cold Chisel are back, they've been nominated. Also Midnight Oil are there. Now they've been nominated. This is their first time in 17 years.
Wow.
And it's a big one. It's Song of the Year. So that is the key one that you want to be taken home.
Yeah.
And that's for their work with the Macarada Project. And then INXS have strangely made it in. So pop princess Dua Lipa has sampled their track Need You Tonight.
Yeah.
It's become a worldwide hit. And her song that she's used their sample in is called Break My Heart. I don't expect any of you out there to know it because it's very pop. I don't even know. But it does include a sample from Need You Tonight. And that has therefore got INXS in nominated for that track. Now, the awards are happening at the end of next month, in about a month's time.
Yep.
And it should be a pretty good party. So I don't know about you, Maddie, but I'm keen on sneaking in and maybe we can find ourselves a ticket or just a ticket to the after party.
Yeah, exactly. It sounds like a good time. And obviously the big thing today is Blues Fest.
Yeah, so this one's just come in pretty recently.
Mm.
And look, it's probably going to change and evolve. We spoke about it last night.
Yeah.
We'll absolutely be updating you tomorrow night. So Blues Fest is happening this weekend. Now, it's actually been rescheduled from last year as well.
Yeah.
Obviously, Byron, there's been a few cases pop up there. So what we're expecting at the moment is that if you've been in Queensland and any of the hotspots, you can't attend on that first day, which is happening this Thursday, the 1st of April.
Yeah.
No, it's not an April Fool's. Actually, you can't come.
Yeah.
There's going to be QR coding. There's going to be separation of sections, you know, all the stuff that we used to, the hand sanitizer, the masks in crowded areas.
Yeah.
All of the updates are on Blues Fest website. It's on all their socials, and we've done an update as well at triplem.com.au, and we will do our best to update you as soon as these come through. We don't want to see it not happen.
No.
We don't want to see the bands not play, and we don't want to see you guys, the fans, miss out on this. So, look, let's all cross our fingers and make sure that Blues Fest gets over the line this year.
Yeah, well, regardless if Blues Fest goes ahead or not, we are celebrating all the Australian acts that are playing tomorrow night on Triple M Aussie from 10 o'clock. Cassie Walker, thank you so much for staying up late and keeping us informed.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate it.